the William Shakespeare Children's Collection. Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Adapted by Georgina Brown. Read by Richard Usher. Romeo Montague, the son of Old Montague. Old Montague, the head of the Montague family. Benvolio, Romeo's cousin. Mercutio, a close friend of Romeo. Friar Lawrence, a wise monk. Juliet Capulet, the daughter of Lord and Lady Capulet. Lord and Lady Capulet, the heads of the Capulet family. Tybalt, Juliet's cousin. The nurse, Juliet's nurse. Count Paris, a wealthy young man. Chapter 1. Many years ago, in the beautiful town of Verona, Italy, there lived two families, the Capulets and the Montagues. Both families were very important and incredibly rich. They were also sworn enemies and were always getting into terrible fights with each other. One sunny day, servants from the Capulet family were walking through the town square when they spotted some of the Montague servants. They rushed across the street and began fighting, punching, and kicking each other in the dusty road. The Prince of Verona heard the commotion and arrived with his soldiers to break up the fight.
"I am sick and tired of this feud between the Montagues and the Capulets," he said angrily. "It has to stop right now. From this moment on, anyone caught fighting will pay for it with their life."
The servants hung their heads in shame in front of the prince, while the rest of the town breathed a sigh of relief. The townspeople hoped that at long last there would be peace in Verona. As soon as old Montague, the head of the Montague family, heard about the fight, he hurried into town to search for his son Romeo. He could only find Benvolio, Romeo's cousin.
"Have you seen Romeo?" old Montague asked.
"No," said Benvolio. "But don't worry. He's far too sensible to get caught up in a fight. I'll go and look for him if you like."
"Please do," said old Montague. "It would make both his mother and I feel better to know he's safe."
Soon after, Romeo wandered by and Benvolio told him about what had happened earlier in the streets. Meanwhile, in another part of town, Lord Capulet was writing invitations for a masked ball at his house. He made sure to address an invitation to a young man called Paris. Lord Capulet knew Count Paris was in love with his daughter, Juliet, and he planned to introduce them properly at the ball. When he had finished, Lord Capulet gave the invitations to his servant.
"Make sure you deliver all of them," he told the servant.
Unfortunately, Lord Capulet did not realise that his servant could not read, and the servant was far too scared to tell him. Once outside, the servant wandered aimlessly down the street, unsure what to do. Suddenly, he saw Romeo and Benvolio.